I can say when I became possessed by the sound of you. I had a good life, really, a charmed life. Except for, you know, the sex. Not that it was bad. It was just, it wasn't okay. It wasn't any fucking good. I was always left wanting. Orgasms were elusive. They existed in the same world as a phoenix or a unicorn. Then, one day, a day like any other, I googled up erotic audios for women. That was a day that I excited the highway, took a left onto an unmarked street, crunched down a gravel road, and bumped down a dirt track. And when that ran out, I got out of my car and followed the trail into the deep dark woods. And now, I don't know where the fuck I am. But wherever I'm these days, whatever I'm doing, you are there too. You fucking haunt me. You follow me everywhere. To the kitchen, when I lean forward to put the dishes away. As soon as my belly touches the curved edge of the counter, I hear a voice in my ear and feel the length of your body behind me. All my senses flicker and light up. Duckback alley to Vegas trip. Just like that. I smell the testosterone and the scent of a man in musk. And feel your breath against the curve of my ear. I shudder down my spine and back up. I drag my lower lip into my mouth. Pin it with my teeth. Sweep it with my tongue. If you were here, I think. And that's all encouragement my pussy needs. That greedy bitch. That wanton trollop. The small of my back curves, my ass thrusts out and tips up. My stance widens, and there's this moment when I shiver from head to toe at the thought of you filling me. My muscles tense, and that sweet drop fires up my pussy. My chin tilts up. I'm waiting. Every line of my body is needy and eager. My head slowly leans to the side, exposing the curve of my throat. And your lips compress right here. And then I hear a car door, or my phone vibrates, a dog barks, and I blink. I collect myself, I shake off the urge to slide my hand between my legs. I refuse to give in and squirm where I stand. And my control is pretty good. A moment later, I've regained my composure. My posture is perfect, and only the pink flesh of my cheek gives me away. That and the wetness soaking into my panties like an IV drip. When I'm at the gym, on the rowing machine, it's for my health, you understand, and all those lovely endorphins. I get out of my head and into my body, into the pull of my hands and arms, the push my thighs and calves. One moment I'm focused on maintaining correct form and counting strokes. The next moment my blood is hot and reckless, a pulse and pounding in my throat and pounding in my pussy. The wet gusset of my panties strikes against my defenseless clit, and the way your voice encourages my fingers to slide, and you're beneath me, looking up. My pace slows, a steady, rhythmic push and slide back and forth, your strong hands cupping my ass with tight fingers. Your eyes hooded, glazed with lust. Your voice is moaning, low, rough. And you say, ride me, baby girl. Ride me, grind. a blink and I realize where I am. I'm on the damn machine at the gym, drying that to arch my back and fucking moan out loud. My face heats, the blush of shame mask and the flush of arousal. But my nipples are hard points and my sports bra isn't covering shit. My toes curl and clench and curl inside my Chuck Taylors. There's damn patch blooming dead center on the crotch of my yoga pants. My eyes aren't focused and my breathing is wrecked. And the man on the lab elliptical is staring at me like he's a German shepherd and I just blew a dog whistle. Fuck, 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 fuck. I was hoping there was no witnesses. I bet he can smell the pheromones pouring off me across the room. I'm so close. God damn it, so goddamn close. Two more strokes and I would come. This is crazy. Driving home, I know better than to slip my hand between my aching legs, even though my needy pussy is lying to me. It doesn't count over your clothes. Fuck. Fuck. I need relief from this aching. I'll be more efficient. I'll be more productive. This heartache is not going away by itself. Admit it. Just pull over on this quiet suburban street next to the lot with all the trees. You don't have to do anything. Just pull over. Who knew my pussy had the seductive wiles of Dieter Finn Tease? But she's not my crack. The C4 that blows up my brain. No, that would be your voice. No one can see. It won't take long. You're halfway there. You know you want to. Oh, fuck. So, so close. Go for it. I want you. Come for me. Do it. If I think about your voice for even an instant, I hear you. Like you're picking up the thread of a conversation we're having about desire. About satisfaction. The sound of you is so clear in my mind. Low, warm, and rough as a cat's tongue. Like wrapping myself in nubby cashmere. Here I'm going for the timbre and cadence and that hint of a growly, commanding twang that sounds like confident male. Your voice sounds like strong, calloused hands feel, parting my thighs. Thinking about your hands leads my mind to the thought of you touching me. I spare a final wistful thought for my white, comfortable bed with my earbuds right there. Fuck it. I pull over and jerk the shift into a park. I lean in the seat back, tuck and push and pull my yoga pants to my knees. And, oh God, my clit is so stiff and so swollen, so needy. Oh, I'm burning up from the center out. I set my ring and middle finger in my mouth. Game on. Images begin to flash along with the sensation. I wish these fingers were yours and the head of your cock. Oh, your tongue. God, your tongue. I make my fingers into your V, glide along my pussy lips, pressing together. Oh, God, you're my whole self. Any part of you that would be willing to share with me. That will make you crazy. God, my mind veers off after this thought. I want you to make you feel good. I want you to get my hands on you so, so fucking bad. I get wild when I think of that. How much I want you to take your face in my hands and
I'll slip my tongue in your mouth. I've blown past sweet kisses. So fucking hot for you. I'm past full blade. Just wanted to make you hot, aching and hard and horny, and willing to do whatever it takes to get off. Just like him right now. Bet you wanton creature. Oh, my last of shame and pride. Who has zero fucks to give if she gets caught. You fucking grieve that. The sound of you. Just don't know how fast it turns that crack inside me. Oh, what you made me. I light up everywhere. And my pussy heats up like a goddamn kiln. I'm so swollen, so lush. My panties are sobbing. It's a disgrace. And I don't care. I pitch myself into my favorite never fail to get me there fantasy. My driving on the back road. The window's down. I lean over and pull down your zipper and suck you into my mouth. Very carefully at first. Then wetter, slobbier, deeper, more and more reckless until you have to pull off onto the shoulder. You pull me to you. I'm kissing. I'm kissing while I straddle you. You lap with my hands on your shoulders. And you pull your wet, hot cock upright. I start to sink down. Oh, God. Oh, so good. So deep. So full. God, I'm close. I want to come. Please tell me you want me to come. Your voice. Oh God, your fucking voice. You say do it. And do it. Make yourself come. Right here, right now. Do it for me. That's my girl. Come for me. I grip my hardest. I'm a free hand, and my hips lift and trust and circle in this perfect syncopated rhythm. God, I wish your mouth was on me. Could grip your hair and weave the fair aid of your tongue. It would take no time at all. God, I fucking shake to pieces. Please, come with me. Oh, I want you to come with me so fucking bad. God, fuck me harder. Fuck me. Yeah, come with me. Come, please. Float my pussy with you. Come on. Please. Oh, God. Yes. Oh. Oh. Oh.
And here's what I don't know. What kind of apparition are you? Should I banish you or summon you whenever I want you? You come for me and I come for you. And it's fucking delicious. But I should quit you. I really should. In fact, I will. This very day. I started off by unfollowing you. And then I deleting the Reddit app from my phone. Maybe even delete my account and... Wait. Is that... Did you just post a new audio?